Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am in, David Dovell, D-O-V-E-L-L. David Dovell is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-18-21, but at that time he was assaulted by a patient's family member who was disoriented. Brady was struck from the side and then wrestled with and twisted. Apparently he did not fall or experience loss of consciousness. Brady believes he injured his back and was seen at Central Jersey Urgent Care the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be multiple herniated discs and a sacral tear. Brady did not undergo any surgery or injections in this matter. Brady completed his course of active treatment in June of 2022. Paired new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Dovell alleged, as a result of being grabbed by a patient's son, he sustained back injuries. Their treatment records show he was seen at urgent care on 11-21-21. This was a follow-up for back pain. Period. He had a patient had twisted his back after getting into an altercation with him. Period. He complains that the pain initially radiated from the shoulder to the tailbone and now is more like back aches. Period. There's no radicular symptoms into the lower extremities. Period. Took one dose of cyclobenzaprine due to increased drowsiness symptoms. Period. After exam, he was diagnosed with muscle spasm. It was begun on Scalaxin. Period. He followed up here on 12-6-21. And was diagnosed with back pain. Period. He was instructed to apply warm compresses to the involved area. He was also prescribed prednisone. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R, on 12-10-21. Period. He reported no improvement since his last visit. Period. He then was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. He had a follow-up visit here with Dr. Meyer on 2-17-22. Period. He was still having back pain and was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. In paragraph, I am also in receipt of an ISO claim search, which identifies a workers' compensation injury claim from 8-2018 and a laceration of the forearm probably the same day. Period. He also had an injury claim from 8-2018 at work. Period. He had new paragraph. The initial urgent care note for the subject event was from 12-10-21. Apparently they cleared him to return to work with limitations. Brady paragraph, he was seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Conliffe, C-O-N-L-I-F-F-E, on 3-9-22, period. X-rays in the office showed loss of disc height at L5-S1 with no translation, inflection, extension views, but there was no significant scoliosis. Period. His symptoms are improved somewhat with physical therapy and rest. Period. Dr. Conliffe gave diagnoses of low back pain, comma, acute left-sided thoracic back pain, comma, intractable low back pain, comma, lumbar intervertebral disc displacement, comma, and bulge of thoracic disc without myelopathy. In addition to the aforementioned x-rays, he referred the petitioner for MRI studies. Period, new paragraph, MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 4-7-22. Period, it showed disc bulging with posterior disc protrusions and annular fissures from L3-4 through L5-S1, semicolon, developmental narrowing of the lumbar spinal canal, semicolon, encroachment of the descending left L4 nerve at L3-4, and encroachment of the descending L4 nerves at L4-5. Period. The disc bulging at L5-S1 was described as a small posterior disc protrusion. Period. An MRI of the thoracic spine the same day identified small disc protrusions at T4-5, T5-6, and T6-7 with no significant spinal canal stenosis or foraminal narrowing identified. Period. He followed up with Dr. Conliffe on 4-20-22 to review these results. Period. As far as the lumbar MRI, he saw degeneration and annular tear with disc protrusions at L3-4 and L4-5, but no large disc herniations at any level. Period. The MRI showed small thoracic disc protrusions at T5-6, T6-7, and T4-5, with no significant cord impingement or signal changes within the spinal cord. Period. He opined the petitioner was not likely to require surgical intervention. Period. He was going to continue with the regular exercise program and was to return in 1 month, anticipating possible release to full duty. Period. He did see Dr. Conliffe again on 5-23-22. Period. His exam was unimpressive, with pain-free range of motion, period. He was released to continue modified duty, period. The patient is not interested in spinal injections, period. He followed up with Dr. Conliffe through 6-20-22. Period. He was essentially at maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care with no restrictions. Period. He may require alternative medicine techniques such as acupuncture or massage therapy going forward because of his lingering discomforts. Period. However, he was not a surgical candidate and was not interested in spinal injections. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 70 degrees with hamstring tightness but no low back pain. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hips and pelvis with pressure applied anteriorly at the pelvis. He complained of a pressure-like sensation. Period. has actually occurred during street leg raising maneuver. Period. Impressions on 11/18/21, David Duvall was grabbed by a patient's son and twisted his back. Period. He was then seen at urgent care, who initiated him on conservative treatment. Period. He remained symptomatic and was seen by Dr. Conliff. Period. He had Mr. Dovell participate in physical therapy and placed him on medications. Period. MRIs of the thoracic and lumbar spine showed multi-level degenerative disc changes of varying degrees, including disc bulging, primarily. Period. No injections were performed, nor was any surgery. Period. However, Dr. Conliff opined he may need alternative treatments since he had lingering symptoms. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found straight leg raising maneuvers to be negative. Period. He had virtually full range of motion of the lumbar spine, limited only by hamstring tightness. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. There was no tenderness to palpation in the thoracic or lumbar sacral regions. Period. New paragraph. At most, this case represents 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the mid and lower back, regardless of cause. Period. The numerous identified disc abnormalities do not comport with a single traumatic event such as that which occurred here. Period. It is more in line with the natural aging process. Period. He apparently has moved on to another hospital, but also works as a registered nurse in acute care. Period. He did not change jobs relative to his subject injuries. Period. And that is the end.